Cincinnati Edition on a Sunday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Larry Thomas is up next with a review of the new Matthew McConaughey movie, Mud.
In his third feature film, Mud, writer-director Jeff Nichols has delivered a stirring coming-of-age tale that's part Stand By Me, part Huckleberry Finn, and part William Faulkner. If it had been made in the mid-50s, I can imagine a young Paul Newman as the title character. As it is, Matthew McConaughey, who keeps adding to his acting laurels with each chosen role, plays Mud. From Bernie to Killer Joe to Magic Mike, and now Mud, McConaughey seems determined to break out of the Hollywood rom-com pigeonhole and create characters that impress and intrigue, and maybe even get himself an Oscar nomination one day. Two 14-year-old boys, Ellis and Neckbone, live in a small Arkansas town on the Mississippi River. Neckbone lives in a trailer with his Uncle Galen. Ellis lives and works on the river with his parents, who have a small fish business. The boys hear a story about an abandoned boat on an island in the river and decide to go find it. What makes it more of a challenge is that the boat is allegedly stuck way up in tree branches, the result of a flood. They find the boat all right, but a strange character named Mud is living in it. He's not crazy or threatening, just careful, and obviously doesn't want to be found for whatever reasons. The three form a bond that moves the plot along in some unexpected directions. Despite McConaughey's presence, the two boys are the real stars of the film. Ty Sheridan is Ellis. This is his second film after Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life. Jacob Laughlin plays Neckbone in his first film role, and the both of them really take to acting. It will be interesting to watch them grow and progress. Also in the cast is Reese Witherspoon as the love of Mud's life, with whom he plans to connect and run away. Playwright actor Sam Shepard is a strange old guy who lives across the water from Ellis. Does he have a past with Mud? Oscar nominee and Lexington, Kentucky native Michael Shannon has a very small role as Neckbone's Uncle Galen. Fair enough, since Jeff Nichols gave him the lead in his last film, Take Shelter, which got great reviews for both Nichols and Shannon. Even stalwart old-timer Joe Don Baker shows up for a couple of scenes. And I was very impressed with Sarah Paulson and Ray McKinnon as Ellis's parents, whose marriage, home, and business are teetering on the edge of oblivion. Although Mud is not set in a time-specific era, it's semi-contemporary, but yet of the age when kids addressed adults as sir and ma'am. The deep-thinking Ellis learns a lot about life, love, friendship, trust, and more in the course of his journey with Mud. At 2 hours, 10 minutes, the film does meander a bit, but then so does the Mississippi River, as well as real life, so it's in good company. Mud has no car chases, no explosions, and no zombie robots from Mars. Just good storytelling, well-acted, and beautifully filmed. And that's especially nice to find in a low-budget indie film from out of the blue. Mud is quite likely the best film on local screens at the present time. The PG-13-rated Mud is now showing at the Esquire Theater and AMC Newport on the Levee. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.